David, do you foresee a time when CCD cameras will take over from what you're doing?
Oh yes, that's happening now. In a sense, I'm a bit of a dinosaur by still using photographic plates. It's not entirely conservatism on my part, however. CCDs have marvellous properties. They can do things that photographic plates can't do. They're especially good, for example, at doing quantitative things. Every photon of light that a CCD collects produces a fixed signal, and that goes straight into a computer, and you can use them for quantitative measurements of the brightness of things. If you put filters there, you can determine the colours of things with a wonderful precision that you never could do with photographic plates. They're also extremely good. They're extremely sensitive. They are much more efficient than photographic plates by a factor of 10. A really good photographic plate will record about 5% of the light that hits it. CCD will record 70 or 80% in certain parts of the wavelength. But in spite of all these advantages, the biggest CCDs available to us now are about the size of a biggish postage stamp, say 50 millimetres square, whereas the photographic plates are unlimited in size, essentially. And with the UK Schmidt, for example, UK Schmidt telescope, it takes plates which are 350 millimetres square, 14 inches square. You can't get CCDs that big. Even an array of CCDs, stick them all together edge to edge, you can't make them that big. And if you did, every exposure would be 1,000 megabytes, you know. So it's not possible to cover these large areas with CCDs. Basically, what I'm telling you is that there are horses for courses. For wide-angle photographs, and especially photographs that have got some impact, photography is still by far the way to go. But if you want quantitative information, as most astronomers do, you would certainly use a CCD, bearing in mind its field size limitations. So photography will continue for a while yet, but eventually CCDs will take that over too.